What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day two of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Committed to Christ. David Guzik once said, if we are called to warm relations and good manners, we also know that we are called to hard work. The church is no place for laziness. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Paul challenges believers not to be slothful in their zeal. In other words, Christians should never be lazy in their diligence for Christ. The problem many have in following Christ lies in their lack of desire. Jesus stresses this in his call found in Luke 9:23. This is from the NIV. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Notice Christ began with the words, whoever wants to be my disciple. It all starts with our want to. Jesus consistently and passionately desires for every believer to become his disciple. Therefore, if we do not become his disciples, it's because we don't always have the proper zeal for the Lord. So Paul continues in verse 11 with the phrase, be fervent in spirit. Rod Mattoon shares the following insight into this statement. We are to be fervent in spirit or in our attitude. This word, fervent, means boiling, bubbling, on fire. When we lose our fire for the Lord, we lose our desire to live for Him. This is what happened to the church at Ephesus. Are you on fire for the Lord? The word enthusiasm comes from the word en theos, which means in God. Are you in God? Are you saved in Christ? And are you walking with Him? When we drift away from the Lord, we lose so many blessings. Now this leads to the conclusion of verse 11, serve the Lord. Growing disciples surrender to the Lordship of Christ and know what it means to serve the Lord in their daily lives. When you don't have lazy intentions and are fervent in spirit, serving the Lord comes as a regular byproduct of knowing that the Lord is both your Messiah and Master. Paul continues with three succinct statements in verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. All three verbs are present active participles. The present tense indicates ongoing action and denotes something happening now or a habitual action. Active voice means the subject is executing the action. As participles, verse 12 can read, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, being constant in prayer. Thus, all three of these statements convey ongoing faith and continuous action in the life of a believer. Becoming the disciple God intends for you to be requires consistent discipline to rejoice have patience, and pray continually. Paul follows up on these actions with two more present active participles in verse 13. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Being committed to Christ means being devoted to a lifestyle that mirrors your Savior. Jesus is the epitome of unselfishness. He gave His life to save us from our sins. Since Jesus came to serve, look at Mark 10:45. His followers are to show hospitality and give in order to meet the needs of others. Remember that these verses all connect back to Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Tony Morita concurs and writes, various headings have been given for these verses, such as marks of the true Christian, love in action, or Christian ethics. Whatever we title them, it is clear that Paul gives a string of exhortations that were and are countercultural. It is a list of attitudes and actions that come as a result of the Christian allowing the gospel to shape his or her relationships and ethics. We see here how the gospel is to be worked out in the daily life of God's people. These verses, for the most part, are not difficult to understand, but they are difficult to apply. This is why we need to let the gospel permeate every aspect of our daily lives, having our mind renewed by the Spirit. A renewed mind leads to a new way of living. It involves attitudes and actions that are not conformed to this age. Living the transformed life involves commitment and a zeal towards discipleship. Some questions to consider. In what ways can you be fervent in spirit in your service to the Lord? How can you be more consistent in your relationship with Christ? And finally, how can you realistically be constant in prayer? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.